Good morning, everyone. Monday, that means it's time to check out what's on the agenda for the week ahead. With us is Marcus Mabry, International Business Editor for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, John.
Nasis Avraz also joins us. He's South Asia Editor for our partners, the BBC. He joins us from London. Nasis, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's begin with you. We've got the Indian Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, who spoke on CNN talking about how a year has passed since the Mumbai shootings and bombings that really rocked India and have rocked Indian and Pakistani relations ever since. Listen.
Prime Minister Gilani, when we met at Sharm El Sheikh, he assured us that he will do, Pakistan will do all that is possible to bring to justice the perpetrators of Bombay massacre, but it's our feeling that Pakistan has not done enough.
There were two arrests over the weekend. Of course, it's been a year since the Mumbai bombings and shootings. Do you think that this continues to be a difficult, perhaps unhealable wound between India and Pakistan, Nasis Avraz?
I don't know if it is going to be unhealable, but definitely this is a very, very difficult moment. India and Pakistan, they had been talking for several years, but after the attacks in Mumbai, India and Pakistan's the peace dialogue, which is called the composite dialogue, that came to a standstill. And for nearly a year now, 26th of November is going to be the first anniversary of the attack. For a year now, they have not spoken. Yes, they have met on the sidelines of several international meetings, but the composite dialogue between the two countries, it definitely has not taken place. So that gives you an indication how sensitive this issue is, because India goes on saying that the perpetrators who came from Pakistani soil, Pakistan will have to do something about them. And the main group that has been, that India said was behind these attacks, Lashkar-e-Taiba, their chief, he was arrested first by Pakistani authorities, then he was released by a court. And so what India says, that what is your intention? You have to show your intention that you are going to take action against these people. Pakistan, on the other hand, says that you have not given us enough evidence. You have to give us evidence so that we could try them in our courts.
And indeed,
and this is where it stands.
The tensions there continue. And of course, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is coming to Washington. He'll actually be at the very first official state visit Barack Obama is having at the White House. What do you think on their agenda besides these attacks and the problems that India continues to have with Pakistan that might have an impact on the president formulating his new strategy for Afghanistan?
I mean, it's going to be, I mean, they're going to talk about a whole host of things. Among them, from India side, of course, Pakistan and Afghanistan is going to be very important. Right now, with like any other U.S. administration, for Obama administration as well, Pakistan will remain a very important country, a very important friend or partner or ally to stabilize Afghanistan. U.S. administration will have to have that support from Pakistan, Pakistani army, so that they can fight the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda elements who are harboring inside Pakistan in the lawless tribal areas. Now, India has got its own agenda.
Sure.
India would like to tell America that you take a tough stand against Pakistan. You tell them to dismantle all what India calls terrorism infrastructure inside Pakistan. Also, India has a deep strategic interest in Afghanistan. India is one of the biggest rebuilders of Afghanistan since the war and the fall of Taliban. In last 7 or 8 years, India has put in more than $1 billion in the rebuilding of Afghanistan.
And certainly plenty of what the president and Manmohan Singh will be talking about does relate to business. Marcus Mabry, how important is this economic relationship, and how close are we to a new Afghanistan strategy from the White House, do you think?
Well, the economic relationship between the U.S. and India is very important. Lots of time, Indians feel like they have been given short shrift internationally on economic issues, and that China, their neighbor and their competitor, wins all the accolades. So the U.S. is actually the kind of the country that gives India a sense of its self-esteem and its respect actually being validated by the world. So this is incredibly important for India. I think that the Prime Minister Singh is actually the first official state visit to the White House of the Obama administration. So that's very important. and it's to underline that important relationship that the administration has done that. On Afghanistan, as far as policy, we could have a policy as soon as this week. We could have, an address on, right after Thanksgiving or even on Thanksgiving, or I think next week at the latest is when we'll actually have the policy rolled out. And it will likely not be as many troops as General McChrystal asked for as far as his top number, but it will certainly be additional troops going in.
And, of course, the Senate stayed up late. They worked the weekend, and the 60-vote majority seemed to survive a procedural vote. There is a health care reform debate that will begin next week in the Senate. Where does that stand as far as the White House is concerned, Marcus Mabry?
Well, the White House is very happy about this, but the problem for the White House is they barely got across the finish line just for a procedural vote. That's actually a very bad sign. When it actually comes to voting for the bill in its current form, we have lots of conservative Democrats and Senator Lieberman from Connecticut saying they would not vote, actually, although they voted for the procedural measure. They would come to the floor for debate. They would not vote for this bill. The danger is, remember last time when they all went home, the Congress went home, and they heard all those people, those angry cries in August. The danger is they're going home again for Thanksgiving. So that's what we have to watch for this week.
All right, so Barack Obama looked pretty exhausted when he got back from Asia at the end of the week, but Sarah Palin on her book tour is positively effusive. A quick thought on the Palin mania that seems to be out there?
This is her week. This
very
is,
quickly.
This is made for her. Thanksgiving is Sarah Palin's holiday. It's our least intellectual, most emotive.
Sarah Palin, that's perfect. Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, the New York Times, and our thanks to Nasis Abros, South Asia editor for the BBC. There's your agenda.